You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Township of Piscataway Council Meeting Agenda, November 23, 2021. Township is using the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate transmission and overwhelming our treatment center. The public is invited to attend and participate by way of call in number and password. Equivalent notice of the meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specific the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extent known the agenda by posting a copy of notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin board. Municipal website providing a copy of the official newspaper of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by clerk, which will be entered in a minute. The township continue to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment center. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wish to speak during any public comment portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute number of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is at that time you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have the 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on the individual line, we ask that you, if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may also submit written comments on the township clerk to 48 hours prior to the meeting, to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during the health emergency. Ms. Shiraki, roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill? Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the township clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Please stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Any comment from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matter on this agenda?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Item number 6, open to the public. For each public comment person, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last 4 digits, 9690. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. My name is Pratik, 29 Redbud Road. This is regarding consent agenda resolution, item number C. I would just like to understand the price. Just in spirit of bringing price transparency for the renewal of health and all kind of health insurance kind of stuff for the township. And I would also like to get how many folks are covered with those premiums. Thank you.
So there's various prices because we have various union contracts and various plans that we offer to our residents. So I cannot give an answer right now what the total is going to be because it changes depending on what our plans are, employees are in, including those that change during open enrollment. But I will gladly copy the summaries and send them to you via the clerk's office.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Pratik.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last 4 digits, 8544. Thank you.
Hi, this is Laura Leibowitz, 102 Stratton Street South. I have two questions. One is on ordinance number 7. With the acquisition of 116 Possum Town Road, I'd like to know what the township will be using that for. And then my second question is, if anybody can tell me what is being built on the corner of Possum Town and right across from First Avenue. Thank you very much.
So this is Tim. The property on Possum Town Road, 116 Possum Town Road, is the last residential house built there. The township is interested in acquiring it due to the fact that it floods on a regular basis. The owner is an older woman who's agreed to sell it. There was another house next to it that was in very dilapidated condition that we purchased, I think, 2 years ago, and we knocked it down. So it's our intention on just buying this house and knocking it down and leaving it open space because it's in a flood zone now.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last 4 digits, 7604. You can unmute yourself, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I believe the caller in front of me had a second question that wasn't answered, so I'll just reiterate it along with my questions, and if someone could answer, that would be great.
Probably because this is with regard to consent agenda items, and that wasn't a consent agenda item. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I have consent agenda item questions.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. On consent agenda resolution, item C, the renewal of the contract. I know that someone else previously asked about the total amount, but is it possible to break out now or going forward what portion of that is for the council members and their dependents that are being covered
if that covers them. And then second, on that same issue, I thought Mr. Dacey said that that was available for residents, but maybe he meant employees. So if you could clarify that, I'd appreciate it. And then on item E, on the tax appeals, can we get some dollar amounts on those, especially the Kingsbridge 2005 LLC, what the tax appeal settlements were? For, I would like them for all of those, but certainly for Kingsbridge 2005 LLC, which seems like a corporation and not a residential homeowner. That's it.
Thank you.
Stacy, this is Tim. Of course, it's for the employees. Okay. For township residents, it is for the employees. And it's not broken out according to, in our renewal, it's not broken out on to who's doing what. It doesn't, if there are council people that get benefits, is included in there. On the tax appeals, I'll read you the amounts. The first was for block 4202, lot 730 Duke Road, which is Goldman Rutgers land, and it was withdrawn for 18, 19, 20, and 21. Second was for block 4302, lot 14.01, 20 Freeway Drive, Goldman Rutgers land. And they were withdrawn for 18, 19, 20, and 21. For block 4202, lot 9, which is 21 Duke Road, Adam Corp.
Tim, I have it in front of me. For Adam Corp, they withdrew their appeals for 2018, 19, and 2020.
Yep.
And then for 2021, the initial assessment was $1.35 million. And the proposed settlement of the court litigation is $1.215 million. And then, Tim, you want to finish it up?
Yep. And then Kingsbridge 2005 LLC Diversified, which is block 6702, lot 5.02, as 20 Kingsbridge Road. Their preliminary assessment for 2022 was $9.6 million, and the preliminary and the agreed upon assessment was $8,790,000. And for 275 Centennial Avenue, which is block 6702, lot 1.01, and it's Kingsbridge 2005 LLC. Their 2021 assessment was $6,680,000. The assessment for 2021, as agreed upon, is $7,600,000, so it went down by $80,000, and it stays the same for 2022.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Stacy.
Council President, I just want to acknowledge that Ms. Berger's hand is raised again, and she has already spoken, so I'm going to go to the next person who has their hand raised to speak. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. So the next person is last four digits 8961. You can unmute yourself. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradville, 1247 Brookside Road. I had a question about consent agenda. I is in India, authorizing the award of contract for rock salt supply. And I wondered if the township had made any considerations. I don't know if anyone else had noticed over the last couple of years driving around during the winter, there's an abundance of salt buildup on the sides of the road. It seems like a very excessive amount of salt has been applied to the roadways. And I understand safety of drivers is a paramount concern, but I know that the township is concerned about the environmental impact of the actions that it is taking. And I was wondering, is there any kind of plan to determine when salting occurs and how much salt? $200,000 seems like a lot for salt. I mean, I don't know how much salt costs, but it seems like a lot. And I wonder if there's consideration for cutting the use of salting, as it does salinate our rivers and waterways that should be fresh water. Thank you.
So over the years, we actually have reduced the amount of salt that we use. We've increased the amount of brining that we do. We actually built our own brine machine so that when bad weather is forecast, we go out and apply brine as a pretreatment, which reduces the amount of salt that we have to use. And we do add calcium chloride to the salt, which also reduces the amount of salt that we use. It's currently at about $62 a ton, so we do use it judiciously. But we do need to keep our roads safe.
Wow.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, I am asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves, 0570. You can unmute yourself, please. Thank you.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Thank you. Good evening, David.
Item number O for Oscar. What actually are they going to be doing at 330 South Randolphville Road? Again, that's O for Oscar.
Mr. Akins, were there any other agenda items that you had a question on? If you could just state them all now, that would be good. Thank you.
Well, you haven't gone to the ordinance, have you?
Nope, consent agenda, item 11.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's all for right now.
That's the only one? Okay, yeah. Thank you.
So 330 South Randolphville Road is going to be a plumbing supply house.
Now, where is, I can go look at it, but I'm familiar with South Randolphville Road. Where on South Randolphville Road would that be? Would it be past the church?
It's right next to the 287 ramp.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know where that is, Mr. Akins? It's Councilwoman Lombardi. Just as you come off 287, when you look to your right, it was that existing facility there.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, David.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Okay. So we close the public portion. Now, item number 7, ordinance second reading, acquisition of certain property identified as a block 3802, lot 11116.01 for public purpose. 116 Possum Town Road, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Chidera, can you read the resolution, please?
Be resolved by the Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 3802, Lot 116.01 in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, was introduced on the 4th day of November 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 9th day of November 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 23rd, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be sign number 2021-30.
Okay. Item number 7, second reading. Okay, open for the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have been 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council and administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question. Item number 7.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves with regard to this agenda item.
Okay.
Last 4 digits 7604. You can unmute yourself, please.
Last 4 digits 7604. Sorry. Please state your name and address, please.
Sorry, I thought I was unmuted. It's Stacey again, 233 Ellis Parkway. Can someone just identify how much the ordinance is going, how much the acquisition of that property is going to cost?
Hey, Ms. Berger, this is Raj, the Senate Attorney. Currently,
hi,
the first step in this process is the ordinance allowing us to negotiate and or get an appraisal. Of course, we have to get fair market value and then negotiate with the property owner. So that's where we're at. So we have no idea what it's going to cost yet until we can get a fair market appraisal for it.
Okay. And Ms. Cedar didn't let me finish my question last time because you answered part of my questions, but Mr. Dacey maybe didn't understand what I was asking, which was how much each of the items in terms of the tax appeal, what the appeal was valued at. So I know some of those got answered, but not all of them. So maybe I'll just send a follow-up email. But that was why I had raised my hand a second time, because I want to get that information, which wasn't actually answered in my question, to my question.
Yes, Speaker, just request it from the administration or the clerk, and they could provide that to you. The actual resolution doesn't have any specific amounts and refunds or credits or, you know, in the actual resolution. The resolution just provides the settlement values. So that would have to be pulled from backup.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Tracy.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time with regard to this agenda item.
Thank you. So the public portion closed. So item number 8, ordinance second reading, the bond ordinance. Where
you need to have roll call vote.
You need to vote motion and a second.
Sorry. Yes, okay. Cedar, okay. Do I have a motion?
Councilman Bullard, you have my vote.
Councilman, I will second it.
Thank you. Mr. Can roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilman Khan? Councilman Khan?
Yeah,
Councilman Khan?
Well, the star 6. I couldn't unmute myself because it said that you had muted me. So
you're supposed to unmute yourself with your device only, not the star 9.
I did unmute myself with my device, but it said
okay.
It wouldn't let me do that. So, but yes, I vote yes.
Okay. Councilman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Commissioner. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, bond ordinance, various capital improvement, $10,285,000. 9,770,715. Open Republic. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Capital Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $10,285,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $9,770,000.
Goodbye. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star
six. Jim, you're in.
Hi, everybody. We had a technical issue, so we've let everybody back in the meeting. Thank you for dialing back in. We appreciate it. So I left off with reading the bond ordinance. I'm actually going to read it again. This way we know we didn't miss anything. So we're on item number 8 on the agenda. And I'm going to read it. Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Capital Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $10,285,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $9,770,750 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 4th day of November 2021, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 11th day of November 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 23rd, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-31.
Is open for the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have been 3 minutes into which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves with regard to this agenda item. Last four digits, 9690. You can unmute yourself, please. Thank you. Hello? Are you there?
Last four digit 9690. Please state your name and address, please.
Okay, you were unmuted. There you go. You're unmuted on my end, so I'm not sure if your device is muted, if you could just double check. Hello? No, you're coming in broken up, so I'm not sure if it's your device. I'm not sure. Maybe you can grab, if you don't have headphones, maybe grab another set of headphones, or I'll come back to you. The next person with their hand raised, I'm going to ask to unmute themselves. 7604, if you'd unmute yourself, please. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. Could someone identify which of the, what are the various projects? This is a very broad category, both the actual capital improvements and the dollar amounts for each one, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stacey, this is Tim. So it starts out with various sidewalk and curb repairs and ADA ramps on various streets for $3 million. Annual road rehabilitation of various roads throughout the township. There's about 18 roads included in that, and that's $1,800,000. Second Avenue Road project from Brentwood Drive to Hancock Road, and that's $825,000. Third Avenue Road Improvement Project, which is also our state aid, local aid project, from Possumtown Road to Hancock Road, $1.4 million. Ethel Road Improvement Project from Stelton Road to the Edison Township Boundary Line, which is $760,000. Various park improvements, which is $1.5 million. Various municipal building improvements, which is mainly the Maple Avenue yard and building, where we're doing building improvements, heating, ventilation, air conditioning improvements, and that's $1 million for a total of $10,285,000, of which we'll be bonding $9,770,750.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Stacey.
Council President, I'm going to go back to the individuals that we couldn't hear them. Last four digits, 9690. You can unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, perfect. So I think one question was asked. I think thanks for clarifying that. The second question part of that was, I think I heard that there was a state aid as part of this bond. So are we, like, once we get state aid, again, it counts as part of bond? And do any of this kind of bids actually go onto the website for RFPs and all of this? Or currently the process is basically discussing I guess, closed meetings and the contracts are awarded. So the question is, we have an RFP on the website. Does this project get published over there in the details?
Yeah, all of our publicly bid, and it's advertised, and we take bids in. Usually we get 8, 10, 12 different bidders on each project, and it's awarded to the lowest, most responsible bidder.
Thank you, Tish. Thank you, Pratik.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 8961, if you could unmute yourself. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradeville, 1247 Brookside Road. And I was just listening to the previous commenter's questions, and I don't believe that the portion of his question about the state aid had been answered. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention because I was also interested to receive an answer on that.
So every year we apply for state aid for various projects, and whatever project that we get awarded the state aid for, we apply it against the cost of that project. And this year the project that we're doing is the Third Avenue Road Improvement Project, and that will have some state aid. And the state aid usually is about 25 to 35% of the total project, and the town pays for the rest of it.
Thank you, Stacey.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
So I'm closing the public portion. Do I have a motion?
I'd like to offer the
And I'll second Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you.
You have your pick. One of us can offer 1 second.
Either one. I'm fine.
Okay. I listed Councilman Khan as the motion and Councilwoman Lombardi as the second. Councilman Bullard, your vote, please.
Yes. I vote.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, item number 9. Ordinance first reading, amending various chapter or resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, adding Chapter 4 Licensing and Business Regulations, Section 4.1 Sale of Motor Vehicles, Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 41, Electric Scooters, and Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Section 28, Nuisances, and also amending Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 1301, specifically prohibited uses for all zones. Examples, Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, Section 1, Openings in Streets and Sidewalks, Chapter 17, Property Maintenance, Section 1, Property Maintenance Code adopted, and Chapter 14, Building, Section 4, Certificates of Occupancy and Continued Compliance. Be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 14th day of December 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Schiller. Do I have an offer?
Offer. Councilman Bullard.
Thank you, Mr. Lett.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you, Mr. Rouse. Ms. Schiller, can you have a vote, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Chittan. Item number 10, ordinance first reading, adopting amended redevelopment plan for block 4701, lot 5.05, 330 South Randolph Field Road, resolution adopting ordinance. Ishida, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting an amended redevelopment plan for block 4701, lot 5.05, 330 South Randolph Hill Road, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 14th day of December 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Chittan. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Khan. Mr. Can you vote, please?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard, your vote for this item, please. Councilman Bullard, can you unmute yourself?
Okay, yes.
Yes,
can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Your vote for this item 10?
Yes.
Thank you. Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Eden. Item number 11, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, item have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any item that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do I have offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
I'll second Councilman Gunn.
Ms. Shudder, can I roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 12, announcement and comment from official. Councilman Bullard, any comment?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I want to wish you and your families a very happy Thanksgiving. And in addition to that, I'd like for you to stay well.
Thank you, Ms. Bullard. Okay. Councilman Khan.
Yes, I'd also like to wish everybody, the council and folks in town, a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And I do want to have a shout out and congratulations to our Pop Warner teams that had a very successful season. I want to thank not just the kids who played, but the coaches who volunteer and the parents who put a lot of effort in to get their kids, you know, to practice and to games. It's a successful season.
Thank you, Councilman Khan. Councilman Lombardi?
Yes, I would also like to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. And remember those who are less fortunate and continue to donate to our local food banks between now and, all through the holidays. So just keep in mind that there are many people that are less fortunate, and the food banks are welcome to take any of the donations that you may have to donate to them. And also, congratulations to the Pop Warner.
Thank you, Councilman Lombardi. Councilman Rouse?
I'd like to tell everyone and wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a blessed Thanksgiving with their family, loved ones, and friends. Be blessed, be safe, have a good time with your families.
Thank you, Councilman Dodd. Councilman Ahn?
Yes, I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and also congratulations to our Pop Warner teams. We had two teams this year, which is the first time that I can ever remember we had two teams actually win a division, our 8U and our 10U. They came home with trophies. So congratulations to both teams.
Thank you, Councilman. Mayor Branwell.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to echo everybody else what they said, and also continue good luck to the Rutgers women's soccer team as they march hopefully to an NCAA championship.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Timothy
Desi. Yes, wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and remind everyone on the phone that the township offices are closed on Thursday and Friday of this week.
Thank you. Township Attorney Roger Gilman.
Just a happy Thanksgiving. No other comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody and congratulations to Pop Warner. Thank you. Item number 13, agenda session for November 30, 2021. Ordinance second reading, fully funded various capital improvement $925,000. Any question or comments?
No comments. Thank you.
Thank you. On the second reading, fully funded various capital improvements, $1,500,000. Any comment or question?
No comments.
Ordinance second reading, acquisition of improvement to Morris Lane, open resolution adopting ordinance. Any question or comments?
No comments.
None. Okay. Resolution authoring award for contract for professional service phase one, concept plan for ecological park, block 5601, lot 4.07, 1707 South Washington Avenue, CME Associate, not to exceed $99,883. Any comment or question?
The only comment I have, this is Councilman Khan, is that this is a, I'm excited that we're moving forward on this project. There's still some environmental cleanup, but I'm glad that we're moving forward on it. And I would only ask, I guess a question I could ask or discuss with the mayor at another time is, I'd like to, and I imagine other council people would as well, I'd like to have the opportunity to meet with some of these folks to discuss some of what our ideas are for the park, and as well as some of the ideas that we've heard from residents, both in the meeting that I think Councilwoman Lombardi ran a year or so ago, or maybe 2 years ago now, and some of the comments that we've received from members of the public over the last several years. Maybe we could set something up where we could meet with some of these folks as they're putting together a phase one concept plan, and hopefully you know, be able to discuss with them some of the things we think the community would want. And that's really my only comment, other than I'm glad to be on the town council when we're moving forward with this. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Council Khan. I agree with you. Resolution authoring refund for over...
This is Councilwoman Lombardi. I also like to comment that I am looking forward to doing the same along with Councilman Khan in being very involved in this project.
Thank you, Council. Resolution authoring refund for overpayment of tax various block and lots. Any comment or question?
None, thank you.
Okay, item number 14, open to the public. Yeah. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The councilor administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm first going to read a statement that I had received from Pratik Patel. So in lieu of him speaking during the public portion, I'm going to read his statement.
Yes, go ahead, Ms.
Last council meeting, councilmen indicated that I was misinformed or ill-informed. I beg to differ their viewpoints. I am not sure who council advisors are or who they give their ears and listen to nowadays to define public policy in interest of people. I personally believe that council has a very weak oversight on activities happening on global scale to protect, explain, and be active liaison between two parties to build things based on systematic science. There are a few things I would like to bring to council's attention, and I want answers. No stalling, no stonewalling, no two, we don't know. or no to, it is not in my jurisdiction. Here are facts. Property taxes policy are not working in interest of folks working in this town. It seems the governance model of mayor council with powers granted under Faulkner Act has reached its limits, and it needs to be re-examined from bottom top as many jurisdictions embrace globalization. Land taxes today are based on whims of assessor with no facts to reality, nor income, nor expense, with blatant abuse of constitutional powers and citizens being harassed and or dragged to court of appeals for no fault of their own to rationalize inflated taxes, i.e. Stockholm syndrome in creative way. When citizens call mayor's office regarding tax concerns, oftentimes the staff and deputies use jurisdiction card for stalling tactics. A strong federal government cannot exist without strong local or county government. End of story. I want public debate on following. Why is that mayor has paid less tax than citizens in last 10 years while we have rallies of Black Lives Matters nonsense? Why is that folks in public service want high salary and lifetime pensions, job security, a trait not afforded to folks in private lives who take on more risk, spend more time away from family? Why is it that after paying exorbitant public and private taxes or property taxes, mayor, council, and their deputies drove dairy farmers out of this town, florist farmers out of this town, general welfare on rise, injection of illiterate migrant population who have hard time understanding constitution of this country, even after living in this country for almost two decades? Why is our school system curriculum being changed at whims that is raising brainwashed generation where homeschooling is now on rise? We are wreaking music, arts, and sports programs by injecting nonsense subjects connected with populism, dates versus substance meaning, and developing love for reading trade journals. Why is our public infrastructure looking?
Oh,
the 3 minutes are up.
Thank you, Ms. Judith. Well,
Council President.
Okay, I'm
going
to. We're still in the public portion, so I'm going to have the people with regard to. The public portion speak. So I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves, 8544. Okay, there you go.
Hi, this is Laura Leibowitz, 102 Stratton Street South. Going back to my original question, I'm glad it was clarified why it wasn't answered. I'm just curious if somebody could please tell me what is being built on Possum Town and I think it's Circle right across from Possum Town and First Avenue Corner. And then I'm also wondering about this plumbing supply house on South Randolphville. Do we have an estimate on the size and what we think that will be? Thank you.
Yeah, Laura, this is Tim. The plumbing supply house on 330, that is, they're using the same building. The building was empty for a while. They're just they're rebuilding it, investing a lot of money into it, and just using the same building over. So there's no difference there. And I'm not sure what's being built out where.
Line disconnect. Something happened.
Okay, I'm going to ask the next individual to unmute themselves. You can unmute yourself, please. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thanks.
Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. I was just curious if someone could explain why we've given $600,000 to CME Associates over the last two council meetings with apparently no bid for that. We just award them over $500,000 of contracts because we want to? Like, is there a process that you're using to determine who to hand these off to? That was it for me. Thanks.
So, Brian, this is Tim. So every few years we go out for professional proposals from various professionals, be they auditors, attorneys, engineers, et cetera. There's a system that they're evaluated and they're added to our list of companies that we're able to use. And from there, we do not have to bid professional services. We do take them off of the list that is done in accordance with purchasing laws. CME has been working out on the site for over a decade. They brought us this far into the project. They had a LSRP working on it for years. They've been working with us in our court battle with the former owners. They've been doing professional work out there for over a decade. So we're continuing our relationship with them. They are currently doing the finalizing the design for the environmental work that needs to be done. They've got a very good working relationship with DEP. And what we're doing tonight is we're going to be at the next meeting, the 99,000 is for, we had a preliminary design done in-house by our landscape architect. He's going to be working with them, and they're going to be putting the design, what we've collected from the public over the years and the input that we've received from council people over the years, and it'll be layering that design onto the cleanup so that it matches and it can all be done at once, because you don't want to pay one engineering company and one construction company to do the cleanup and then pay somebody else to have to come in and move the dirt around to design the park. So essentially we'll be layering the design of the park onto the layering of the cleanup. And the CME has the engineers and the ability to do this, and they've been working with us for years. They're a very good firm.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Brian.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 7604, you can unmute yourself, please. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway, Skagway, obviously. Couple of questions and a comment. I guess first to Mr. Dacey's remarks about CME engineering, probably also worth noting that they make significant campaign contributions, including to many members, or their executives do. I'm not sure if the actual corporation does anymore, but their executives do, including to Councilman Rouse just in this last election. So congratulations, Councilman Rouse, on your election. I'm wondering if you'll be stepping down from the Ethics Board or if the mayor or anyone else can comment on the status of our Ethics Board, since it doesn't have the requisite number of folks on it. And since Councilman Rouse was previously a member, whether he'll be replaced there or if you're going to do that in January when you make new appointments. Second, also in the election, I'm pretty sure everyone is aware that the Transparency, Access, and Public Engagement ordinance passed pretty overwhelmingly, 73-27%. So those of us who were part of the Committee of Petitioners had sent a letter late this afternoon asking the mayor, members of the council, or the administration to set up a meeting at your earliest convenience to discuss how that's going to be implemented. We are deeply grateful to the voters in Piscataway who were overwhelmingly supportive of that, and we want to make sure that it's implemented properly. We hope that the will of the voters will be respected by the council and the administration, and we look forward to working with all of you to make that happen. And last but not least, when folks have been asking about when the building will reopen, the municipal building. I did have a chance to email Mr. Dacey earlier today. I'm not sure. I'm sure he's busy. Rather, I'm not sure he had a chance to respond to that. But there are quite a few other public operations, public buildings, rather, operating at full capacity within the public health guidelines, including our entire school system, our public libraries, and our community center. So if folks would like to know, I believe, you know, and have a right to know when our public municipal building is going to reopen, and really under what statute it's been closed and under what statute or authorizing guideline, executive order or otherwise, these meetings, the zoning board and the planning board continue to be held remotely. Most towns have returned to in-person meetings with masking and, you know, safety guidelines, of course, to protect people's health. But I thought I heard Ms. Cedar say in her remarks about the next meeting that it would be held in person and also by telephonic conference. So I'm not sure if that's an indicator of when these meetings are going to go back to in person for the public. I think people would like to know. So that's a lot of questions. Take them as you like.
Thank you, Ms. Bergman.
Yeah, Stacey, this is Tim. The ethics board issue, Reverend Rouse has stepped down, and as you know, we appoint people generally at the reorg, which is coming up in about a month. So we're currently looking at our reorganization as a time where we'll fill some vacancies on some of our boards. I did get your request today. I am in the office. I was in today, obviously busy with today's meeting, but I will get to. I'll be away for the next couple of days because of Thanksgiving, but I'll get you an answer early next week. And regarding the opening of the building, we're still talking about it internally. I'm asking similar towns what they're doing. Concern of the employees is that there doesn't seem the ability right now to require vaccinations among employees and vaccinations among people coming in. And most of the business is being conducted very well. We do appointments for people that need to have appointments. We meet outside with people that need to meet outside. I've not really received any complaints from people who, as you suggested, didn't pay their sewer bill on time. We haven't seemed to have that problem. We empty the box outside 4 or 5 times a day. My taxes I pay, and I drop them off in a box too, and that building's not open to the public. So we're evaluating, and we'll let you know as soon as we can. And of course, we have the issues that we'll be facing in January from the referendum, and we're looking at those too. So we will be, we think we'll be up and running early in the year.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 8961, you can unmute yourself, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradeville again here at 1247 Brookside Road. And I had a couple of questions. Number one, to follow up on the professional contracts relating to CME Associates, I wanted to ask, who else is on the list of people that are awarded these contracts? Are they the only engineering firm that is awarded any business, or is there a group of 3 or 5 or 10 engineering firms that are awarded town business that are on the qualified list? And then I'm very glad to hear that the ethics board is going to be back up to the level that of appointments that are supposed to be there. And I wanted to ask about the meeting schedule, because I would be very interested to know that we have a robust meeting schedule for our ethics commission to be certain that we are being very ethical all the time in our township business. Thank you, and I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica, this is Tim. There's a lot of different engineering firms on our pre-qualified list. You can actually Oprah that because it was approved at a council meeting as part of a resolution. We've got various types of engineers. We have specialty engineers. We've got engineers for sewers, for other projects. So it's quite an extensive list. When we do it every few years, I would say there's probably, of engineering firms, probably about 40 different firms, of which we actively use probably about 20 in different capacities. But you can open that from the clerk's office. We'll be glad to share it with you.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 1690, you can unmute yourself, please. Thank you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Matt Knobloch, 132 8th Street in Piscataway.
Yes.
Hi, so I apologize. I came in a little bit late, so if this was already discussed, and I missed it, I do apologize. But with regard to the ecological park, I had heard some folks mention that they had, you know, received public comment and public opinion about the design of the park. I've been pretty interested in this park for quite a long time, and I had previously expressed to my council person, you know, that level of interest, and I've routinely checked on the town's website about it, and I haven't seen any medium or any forum to submit any kind of public opinion or weigh in whatsoever. I'm, you know, I'm an environmental attorney with some publications on local, like very local land use issues in historically from the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries. My wife is the director of a school of sustainable sciences at a county-based public school. So, you know, we would certainly like to, you know, participate in this to the degree that any local citizens can. And the second issue is with regard to something that I've brought up a couple of times, and I think we're in the broad public comment part. And if not, please, you know, please chime in and tell me to, you know, wait my turn. But the second issue is a distinct issue, and it's one I've brought up before, relating to the deer issue in Piscataway. I've emailed Dana Corbin a number of times, and she has not gotten back to me within the past couple of months. And I also called another councilman who said at the last council meeting that I appeared at that he would spearhead this, and he did not return my call. I spoke to Jody Powers at DEP, who is the director of the community-based deer management program, who told me that Piscataway has made no efforts to date to reach out, you know, during this calendar year about this issue, but had done so in the past, but, you know, had not followed up. So I was just wondering if there were any updates or if there's any way that I can, that we can you know, continue to do something about this. Because so far it seems like no one at the town is doing much of anything.
Thank you, Mr. Matt.
Yep, Matt, this is Tim. So on the first issue on the ecological park, there's been various meetings over the years with the public and with interested groups, the last one being, I believe, in the fall of 19, we had a pretty extensive public session on it on a special night in the council chambers, where we did take public input, we listened to people, the council people were there. You're always welcome to send any input that you want to me, and I will give it to our landscape architect. A lot of the design and why we're doing these contracts right now is going to depend on what DEP wants. We obviously don't want just a flat space. We want some amenities with hills and things like that. So you'll be working with DEP to figure out what they can do where and what needs to be done. And then I think it'll be designed around whatever DEP wants, because we're obviously not going to move the dirt two or three times. We want to move the dirt once and get the park open as quickly as we can. So if you have any other stuff, any other comments or ideas that you want us to consider, please email them to me at my office and I'll pass them along, or you can contact your council people, because the council people, especially Councilman Lombardi, has been very active on this project all along. On the deer issue, I know that you have spoken in the past many times with Dana. Dana's tried to be responsive to you. When I was in Englewood, I had the exact same thing, and DEP's answer was that we should have hunting, which we obviously did not approve in a town like that. Hunting is not really the answer in an area such as Piscataway or Highland Park, because there's not the area for, you know, have guys running around with guns. Maybe in Hunterdon County it works, but it doesn't work here. So we really look at it as more of a regional issue, and the state really can take leadership on it in getting not only us involved, it would have to involve the county, Highland Park, Somerset County, all the towns around us. We're surrounded on every side by one town. So it's not that it's simply a Piscataway issue. It is a regional issue, and it can only be dealt with regionally. And it probably is not going to involve a deer hunt in a place like Highland Park or Plainfield or South Plainfield or Piscataway. So we're really looking to DEP to give answers, not each of the 565 towns come up with their own plan. That with a problem as regional as Deer, I don't think leaving it up to each individual town is the right answer. And I think that Dana has probably conveyed that to you. But again, any ideas that DEP or you have, just pass them along to us, and we'll take them into consideration.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Okay, so I'm closing the public portion. Item number 15. Gentlemen, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So offer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye, bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.